pulled pork sandwich.
It's the last Wednesday of the month at the South Wales Community Center, where 100 or so are on hand for a free community meal organized by the Rural Outreach Center. A collegial spirit fills the room, while at one table, a sober conversation is underway.
I think people that are living in poverty are stereotyped.
Social worker Maria Knickerbocker.
I don't think we're in any position to judge until we're really able to walk in somebody's shoes.
And a veteran really of many years in social work, Maria now works with the Rural Outreach Center. Its mission in Southern Erie County, to lift individuals and families out of poverty.
Actually, I was struggling for a while. I had a few health problems, so I had lost my job.
Just 25 years old, Kayla Martinez is married with a 4-year-old daughter. She first encountered the Rural Outreach Center after her young family moved into an apartment. They had no furniture or appliances. Renting those items offered one option, one that she had already endured.
It was like we weren't getting anywhere. Like, you would make a little bit of a payment, and it's like, the more little bit you pay, the more you owe.
She was able to pick up secondhand furniture at the New Paths Redistribution Center, another service of the Rural Outreach Center. As Executive Director Frank Cerny explains, the furniture is not free. It's priced on a sliding scale, so customers need to make the first of what he hopes is a series of sound financial decisions.
So, you know, you're taking that worry of the furniture, and you're starting them on a process of cash reserve. How powerful is that?
Ask Frank Cerny about why he started the Rural Outreach Center, and he'll supply a one-word answer, God. He is, after all, the pastor of the Pathways Christian Fellowship. That came after retiring as a physiologist, where he developed analytical skills he puts to use as his organization reaches out to those living in rural poverty.
Because the centralization of services is critical to solving poverty. If you think you're going to solve poverty by doing one thing and then hoping they're going to find something else that they need, you're absolutely wrong. So it's the wraparound centralized services that I think is going to solve poverty.
The Rural Outreach Center offers many of those services, the community meals, the redistribution center, plus other things like health clinics, diabetes education, youth reading programs. The center's reported budget for 2014 was just over $100,000, all developed through grants and private donations.
Crystal Phillips in Delavan, New York.
For Crystal Phillips, it's been some 16 birthdays since she made the decision late in her senior year at Pioneer High School to quit school.
I wish I had graduated. Then I could be doing another step in my life rather than backtracking.
Crystal tells me she's now close to earning a diploma, but she has no driver's license, depending on family and friends for transportation, including long trips to Olean to deal with an array of medical issues. She's had 4 children. 1 was adopted. 2 are now in her custody after lengthy legal battles. A product herself of foster homes, Crystal shares her story while making no excuses. Alcohol, she admits, was a major demon, one that she has now avoided for many years.
We love going to church on Sundays. My kids love it. And I think we see a brighter future.
After getting her diploma, courtesy of a connection at the Rural Outreach Center, Crystal expects to work in home health care, following a path similar to Kayla Martinez. And for both young women, they say the Rural Outreach Center offered one other invaluable service. Someone who cared they were making strides to better their lives. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.